the wacky Gun Talk After Show crew is gathered, and there's no telling what they'll say.
Hey, let's do this thing again. It's called the After Show because we've already done the before show.
Do we have to, Dad?
Okay, no.
No, you can go.
Good. You're dismissed.
It worked.
One last nice day out.
The problem is, if you leave, then you know we're going to talk about you.
Ah, no, like you wouldn't in front of me.
We're going to talk about you anyway.
Right, I would hope. I would hope so.
All right, we got Jim Kinsey, Michelle Cleland. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Best part of the show for me, story about the 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Getting his deer. Cool,
huh? Very cool.
Yeah, really was. He's a good kid. And the part I liked the best of that whole thing was him passing up the shot because he just didn't feel good about the shot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hats off to his dad for instilling that in him because that's huge.
And I love that his dad had him doing dry firing for a long time before the hunt, just working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, good stuff. Good stuff.
Yep.
Hey, Brad called in from Colorado somewhere there. He's with us now. Hey, Brad, welcome. You're on the after show.
How are you folks doing?
Well, we're awesome. Good. What part of Colorado are you in?
Right outside of Denver.
Okay. All right. It's the megalopolis there.
Yep.
What is that, Highway 25, Interstate 25 runs up there?
That's 585, 76, take the pick.
Basically, they're all parking lots. That's really what it amounts to. Yeah. You don't go anywhere on them.
No.
They're terrible. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I just wanted to, I was trying to get the information on that silencer fella, that Brandon, because I couldn't make out the last part of it. And I was talking to this young lady about politics and just wanted to let you folks know when the lovely Dems are, I'm a registered Dem myself, and I voted for Trump last time, and I'm going to vote for Trump this time.
Attaboy.
And the Dems are, they sold us out. I've been a retired union construction worker, and just to let you and everybody else know, at best, when they start talking about unions, don't be afraid of it, because we are probably, we're lower than pond scum on the special interest group list for the Dems. And
Well, that's different. That's changed over the years, hasn't it?
No, quite a bit, yeah. And it just goes to show you what they've done to the unions. And the unions are in denial, and they still think that they're swinging the big club, and they're not.
All right, that brings me to that's an interesting point. If the unions are saying officially we're supporting Biden, although a lot of them are not now, but how much weight does it have with union members when the union says they're supporting Biden?
Okay, so at best, if everybody was to vote, they're divided a third, a third, and a third.
Interesting.
Old Sleepy gets up there and starts. You see him at a union hall and whatnot. It's a joke. We own the Democratic Party back in the 60s,
right,
when I first got started.
Absolutely. True.
And you can see just by what's going on now, this is a tell story of what they did to the labor unions and by strong-arming them. They're trying to strong-arm the people now just like Hitler did.
Well, they take the unions for granted. They take the unions for granted, feel like you're not going to go to the Republicans. All right, so here's my question for you. If you voted for Trump in 2016, and you're going to vote for Trump now, explain to me why you are a registered Democrat.
I just haven't changed my affiliation.
Okay, fair enough.
I've had that discussion with my boys who have changed, and I'm not so sure that I won't change right before the election. I've already voted, so... Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, but if this thing goes into a war like the Civil War and the D's are against the R's, I might regret not changing, but I've got plenty of resources,
okay,
so I'm not worried about it.
Let me ask you a question here. You're obviously a longtime union member, longtime Democrat. How hard is it to come to the decision that the Democrats have left you and so now it's time for you to leave them?
I left them probably 15 years ago when because, you know, we used to have to go through the process when they come and ask us for money and whatnot in the local to support them. I would always raise the question. several questions, and my brothers and sisters didn't like me sitting at the table because I would ask them questions on, what are you going to do for me? And why are you coming here when we are so low on the totem pole on special interest groups? What does it matter whether you get a check from us or not?
Mm-hmm.
Because we aren't swinging the hammer that we used to. And every one of them wouldn't even know what local they were coming to. That's how bad it was.
Oh.
It was just, it's a rich forum that they would always go to a union for support.
Right.
But I would always inform them that, do you realize that this local has 3,000 members and you might only get 1,000 to support you? And they didn't want that information out there. But, you know, I want to shoot straight with them, and I expect them to shoot straight with you. And that was a joke.
Sounds like what you're telling me, there's a lot of Democrat union members who are going to vote for Trump.
Oh, there is.
Yep.
Well, Jim, you're up there in pretty good union country as well.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're in union, both of us. And it's, I don't know, based on what I've seen in the rallies and, you know, with and without Trump present rallies, they're just, it's so one-sided. I can't, you know, I realize a lot of Biden people are probably too embarrassed to admit they support the guy, but I think he's going to crush Ohio.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The union guys, well, because union guys, you know, most are trades guys, right, and women, and he kept them busy. The economy was going crazy. So, I mean, and they see that. And the other thing, then you got Biden telling union supporters at a rally, hey, pal, I don't work for you. Well, who the hell do you work for?
God, he's such an idiot. He's a numbnuts. He's just got, it's just, oh, my God.
Living proof why animals eat their young.
Ooh, yeah, Michelle, go ahead.
No, I was going to say he also said he was running for Senate. So
that's true.
I think we should send him back there, maybe. You know, I don't know, but I'm not that mad at the Senate either. So
yeah, what did they ever do to you? Right.
That's right, exactly.
Oh,
hey, Brad, thank you so much for the call and for sharing your perspective on this. That is good stuff, man.
Yeah, hey, thanks for what you folks are doing, and we got Trump for 4 more.
I hope you're right, buddy.
I hope you're right. All right, so speaking of that, and you mentioned the rallies, and we're looking at, and this is kind of a crystal ball deal. We're barely 2.5 weeks out now.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's so weird.
It's like, how did that got here so fast? Polls are showing Biden up by 7, 8, 9, 10, 13, whatever. Pick your poll.
Right.
And at a certain point, I begin to wonder, because I keep thinking, I'm just not seeing it.
No.
I don't see Biden signs.
Well, dude.
Now, I know I'm in a part of the world where you're probably not going to, but I'm just not seeing it across the board. Well, so what am I missing?
Well, as a caller said today, Tom, signs don't vote.
There's that.
It's true.
Yeah, there's that.
So,
okay.
So some people might just not be putting out their signs. And that's fine, one way or the other. I mean, because some people just don't want to be identified.
Right.
You know, they don't want that list. They don't want that association.
They don't want their neighbor's egg in their house.
Right, Jim.
Oh, I saw a picture this morning. A friend of mine posted a guy he knows got beat up. Because he finally went out to confront a guy who kept tearing down his Trump signs in his yard.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazed Biden supporter beat this guy up, this old guy. And, of course,
that's a double felony.
Okay, so I was going to say, neither one of those things are legal.
They're both felonies, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm just looking at this and going, okay.
You know, this is the thing, right? They talk about hate and how much hate there is. But look at how they act out.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're not telling their people to stand down and just go vote or anything else, you know. And not that they're egging them on either, but I'm just saying.
Right. But then they try to say, oh, well, what about Antifa? Those are right-wing crazy. No, they're not. They just went and beat up a bunch of people at a free speech gathering.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, don't tell me they're right-wingers.
I don't think anybody accuses Antifa of being right-wingers.
Well, some are saying they're far-right nut jobs.
Oh, you're saying that they're saying they're like plants or something.
Right.
They're
you know, making it look bad for everybody else.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know, there are a lot of things that bother me, but the idea that it is somehow okay or you are empowered to destroy other people's property because you don't like what they say. You know, well, it goes, think about it. It goes right along with Facebook and Twitter saying, if we don't like the message you have, we will simply stop the message. Now, that, to me, is the biggest story of the week.
What? They do that?
Yes. Shocking.
You're talking about the New York Post thing?
Yes. The New York Post, the oldest newspaper in the United States of America, started by Andrew Hamilton, okay, they researched this story. They said, this is what we found. This is what it looks like to us. This is what we're being told. They source it. And Facebook says, we are not going to distribute it. We're not going to let you even put the link on. Yep. The minute you put the link on it, your post goes away on Twitter and Facebook. You know, that you cannot have freedom when you don't have the free distribution of information.
Well, we need another outlet. We need another Facebook that's actually freedom of speech, as opposed to you agree to our terms, so live with it.
Or you need the government to come in and say, okay, guys, you have now reached the point of being a monopoly. You cannot operate the way you've been operating. You now are no longer a platform. You're a publisher. The Section 230 goes away. And, you know, this is a do-over. Because of what you've done, you brought this on yourself. Here we are. I mean, And there are problems with that. I understand that. It's a complex thing. But to me, that's the biggest story, honestly, of the week, is Facebook and Twitter functioning as the way that the Chinese communist government would, of shutting down...
The censor police, yeah.
Well, any information, not just opinions. That's the thing. This is not just saying we don't like your opinion.
Right.
This is a news story. And they're saying, because we don't agree with what this is going to say about Biden, we are not going to let a news story be distributed.
I feel like it's elementary school. Like,
I was going to say,
you can't like me if you like.
How can you like Sally if you like?
Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, we have the right to have our own opinion based on whatever is important to us, whatever we want to see for our future, based on so many things. So let it be.
Yeah. I disagree with your opinion, Michelle.
Well, that's fine.
Well,
I'm going to edit you out.
In China, you have the wrong opinion, you get sent to the re-education camp, and you are tortured until you disavow that viewpoint.
Yes.
If you ever come home at all.
If you come home at all, yes. Exactly. So, anyway, tell you what, let's take a quick break and we'll come back. We'll talk guns, guns, guns.
Guns, 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 guns.
Discover the unbridled power of the FN-509 Compact Tactical. From its 24-round mag and cold hammer-forged stainless steel barrel to our patented low-profile optics mounting system and fully ambidextrous controls, it's simply hard to beat. And you know what they say, if you can't beat it, you may as well carry it. The FN-509 Compact Tactical. Carry the future from the innovators behind the world's most battle-proven firearms. Visit FNAmerica.com to learn more.
Enter if you dare. Gun Talk's latest giveaway, that is. One grand prize winner takes home Springfield Armory's XDM Elite OSP, Silencer Co.'s Omega 36M suppressor, a Galco gift certificate, a Crimson Trace Red Dot sight, and a lifetime membership to the ASA. But that's not all. Four first prize winners receive a Galco gift certificate, a trigger from Timney Triggers, and the Lockdown Puck. Enter now through October 30th at guntalk.com/win.
A passion for shooting and hunting has driven product innovation at Hodgson Powder Company since 1947. Innovations like black powder substitutes, muzzle-loading pellets, and smokeless powder features like anti-copper fouling agents or temperature insensitivity. A family business from the beginning, Hodgson Powder Company is the largest U.S. supplier of smokeless black powder and black powder substitute propellants distributed under the Hodgson, IMR, Winchester, Pyrodex, 777, and GOX brands. Hodgson Powder Company, the gunpowder people.
My gun's smarter than your gun.
It can read fingerprints under duress.
Well,
it's
actually,
100% effective.
You know, it's very well trained. I mean, I tell it to sit, stay, and it does it.
It doesn't. Don't discharge. Good gun.
You know, you're both very weird.
Jim's rubbing off on me.
Can't you get a longer mic cord and go to the other side of the room?
I mean, just phone your part in. Yeah.
Oh, this is a goodbye. Smart guns. Brilliant. Like I say, you know, if they work so well, and you'll notice that every regulation that says we're going to require smart guns exempts the police.
Mm-hmm. Because they know they can't get it to work.
They can't get it to work. It's not going to work. And the other question, I've asked this for many, many, many years. When you program it, you set up your smart gun, and if it fails, does it fail to the mode where it won't go off or to where it will go off?
I'm sure.
It would have to be won't.
Right, I would think.
Well, of course. So we're going
to
have a parachute. This is a life-saving device, a parachute. It's your last-ditch effort. If this thing doesn't work, you may die. Mm-hmm. And we're going to say, yes, but if it if you need to reboot it, it's not going to work. You know, you may have to just turn it off, turn it back on again.
It reminds me very much of when the biometric safes first came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was the same kind of problem.
Like, you're swiping.
Yeah, your hands are sweaty or, you know, like, yeah. I mean, people who are carpenters or musicians and had problems not having enough of a fingerprint to begin with.
That's true.
I mean, that was a problem, but even
felons that just use acid and get rid of our fingerprint. Either way.
But even, you know, like pregnancy, where you have a lot of swelling and changes in the hands. I mean, it was an issue.
More so for women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Michelle, it is okay. You can turn off his microphone. It's okay.
You know, we're so we're so socially distanced. I'm not going over there.
get close to him. Yeah.
Smart girl.
Can you get close enough to just cut his microphone cable? just. Yeah, I know you got a knife on you.
Yeah. I could, well, maybe throw it across the room.
Ooh, good. Knife throwing radio. I like this.
It's knife throw talk.
Like that? Good sound?
Yeah, that was good sound.
You'd get work in a Foley department somewhere, Tom.
Every boy I know has thrown knives, and about half of us has broken the blades off of them doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, most knives are really not made for throwing, as you find out after a while.
Right.
Have you seen the upsurgence of axe throwing restaurants and stuff around?
Yes. Is that crazy?
It's
axe throwing and let's get drunk and throw sharp axes.
Sure. What could go wrong?
Well, you're in closed-toe shoes.
Oh, then you're good.
But it's that whole forehead thing on the backswing.
Like, have you ever dropped the bowling ball backwards?
Yeah, you swing back and it goes flying across the bar. Heads up. Incoming.
I know, you don't yell four. Like, what?
Three.
Oh, close. This is like the modern version of, was it dwarf tossing ahead?
Oh,
bars? You remember that?
Yeah. Oh. Midget toss.
Midget tosses, yeah. Where they put them in Velcro suits and throw them up against the wall and they'd stick on the wall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Michelle, we're not making this up. This was actually a thing.
Oh, my.
So, and now I'm probably going to get canceled because you're not.
I was thinking, you know what?
You
know, if we were on a different platform, it would have been censored.
It's actually probably they've already Facebook, Twitter, Googled me out of existence. So,
right,
you know.
Oh, sorry for that.
Now I don't.
Now you don't even know if you have friends.
That's right. If I don't have them online, do I have friends? Yeah.
My favorite part of the show, since you didn't ask, as much as I like the story of Jet taking a deer, Silence was Central doing payments.
Ooh, was that neat?
Yeah, because I mean, to get a real silencer with tax stamp and stuff, you're about a grand, right?
It's about a grand. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, that's a big chunk to pay out and then wait a year. You give them $250 bucks down, $100 a month. Things paid for, right around the time you get her shipped to you. That's cool.
Okay, while we're on here, I just get an email from a listener, and the subject line is, they didn't listen to you. Chicopee, where is that, New Hampshire? I'm not sure, doesn't say. In Chicopee, a crisis that forced five streets to be closed and about a dozen families to be evacuated from their homes for a day was caused by a man who routinely dumped gunpowder in his backyard. Police Chief William Jebb revealed details about the hazardous materials incident that occurred about 3 weeks ago and caused chaos in Chicopee Falls neighborhood during a recent city council meeting. The man died before the gunpowder was discovered. He compiled a very large mound of gunpowder because he used to reload ammunition there and disposed of the old gunpowder in the pile. Of course, we've said for years just to go throw it out in the yard, right?
Mm-hmm. Garden,
shake
yeah.
it around, yep.
Let it fertilize your yard because there's a lot of nitrogen in it. Actually, we had the guys from Hodgson who make the gunpowder mm-hmm. recommended that.
Same thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They decided to dispose of the gunpowder with a controlled burn. Woo-hoo! Yeah. I'm going to get me a long stick, and I'm going to get me some marshmallows, and we are going to have us a good old time. Can you imagine?
Okay. I mean,
yes, but it has gun in the name of it. If they called it propellant, maybe it wouldn't have frightened them so much.
Right.
Oh, well. Anyway, for those who are still wondering, yes, it's still okay if you have old gunpowder and you want to go spread it out in your yard or on the rose bushes. It has nitrogen in it. It's actually a pretty decent fertilizer.
Or if it's still good, it's okay to still use it.
Send it to Michelle Cleland, box.
Right? If it's not been damaged with, the big problem is moisture.
Moisture and heat, yep.
Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Humidity, yep.
You can still use it.
And you can use, I just did research, you can actually use brand new gunpowder as rosebush fertilizer. Doesn't have to be used. Expensive?
Yeah, and it would be like the most expensive fertilizer you ever bought.
kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Honey, your fertilizer's here.
Your and roses are
it's
beautiful.
It's also part of your defensive barrier for your home. You flip a match out and your entire rose garden goes up.
A flame Oof. Moat.
A flame moat. I like it. Here, Michelle, did you ever burn gunpowder? Just lay it out on concrete or something?
Maybe.
Who's asking?
Maybe not. Maybe I've watched somebody else do it.
Yeah. For a really interesting demonstration, you do a whole line of gunpowder, mm-hmm. and then at the end of it, you put some black powder.
Yeah, right.
You've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a really good example of the gunpowder just burns, just moves forward, yep. and then when it gets to the black powder, it goes big old, because it is actually an explosive, whereas gunpowder is not. It just burns.
It's like the 4th of July.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so... For those who just really want to get rid of several hundred dollars worth of stuff right now.
And permanently burn your driveway, go for it.
Yeah, you know, you do this on your neighbor's driveway.
Ah,
yeah,
they're
out
on
of
vacation.
Town for the weekend. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
But not where it's dry.
Right.
Good point. Yes. Yeah, not out in the middle of the grassy field right. when it's dry. Yes. But, you could burn a cool political message into a parking lot.
I like it.
Tom!
I'm going pure vandal on you here.
My word! I'm telling your mother!
You were mentioning first...
My mother did it already, so there.
You were mentioning first grade, Michelle?
You think I learned it? My goodness! Rebel.
Boy, do you ever sound like a mom.
Just weird.
Come over here, young man.
Right? Take you by your ear. Thomas?
I always knew I was safe.
Oh, no. I'm in trouble now.
I always knew I was okay until she used the middle name. Then I was
Damn.
Oh, yep. Man. It's at that point, it's like over.
Yeah,
whatever
because
it was. Yeah.
She didn't even mistakenly call you by your brother's name.
Right.
You weren't Susie or Paul. Right. Jim?
Don't even worry about your dad coming home. You won't make it until then.
Right. did you ever have her call roll?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like all
Go
of
through
you.
All the kids and teachers.
Right? Yeah.
And I had three sisters, so that was really weird, but...
The one that I particularly like was a friend of Pat's, and she was a kid there on vacation. She's sleeping in the back seat, and brother wakes her up and says, "Wake up, wake up. What's going on?" He says, "You have to wake up. We're all getting a spanking."
He tried to say that.
It's like, you know, all of you. All right, everybody gets a spanking, even the one that was sleeping. Wake up. We're all getting a spanking.
She called your name.
God.
Don't make me come back there.
That's right.
Oh, the days.
Don't make me stop this car.
Right? Long before TVs and anything else, we were in the car.
That's right. Don't make me activate the cell phone jammer.
Yeah, and then, nowadays,
then none of your phones and laptops will work. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Oh, man, that'd be bad.
Yep.
Well, here we are. I've had several people quite seriously ask, where are you going to be on the night of the election? Do you think, like, cities are going to burn or whatever? And maybe I'm just naive. I'm thinking, well, I don't see that happening, but I guess.
Yeah, I think it will happen, but I don't think it's going to be nationwide, back to the 68 riots of Detroit kind of feel.
I do think there's a real possibility that we won't get an answer very quickly.
I was just going to say, you know, with all of the mail-in ballots with the voting and everything, don't you see, because didn't they say it could be 2 weeks after the election before they even have them accounted for?
Right.
So, you know, I mean, that probably isn't going to happen right away.
Yeah, I'm going to buck you guys.
What's that?
I think it's going to be such a landslide, they're going to call it.
Do you?
I really do. I just do.
But,
I mean,
but
and
can they
wrong,
without
but...
all the other ballots?
Well, yeah, based on the state. Yeah. You've got a 90-10 vote in the state.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's more obvious.
And it only takes, if they said, okay, you know, Trump's at 52%, rather, and the mail-in ballots were only going to be a half percent, then okay, we're done.
Right. I don't know. I think he's going to crush it. I really
do.
I have to. I have to believe. I can't. Yeah. I can't be. You know.
Well, I agree. What's the point of going the other way? I'm going to go with that. I'm going to keep encouraging people to get out and vote. And you know.
Right. And that's my fear, is that people are going to say, "Well, if you think Trump's got a landslide, then what's the point of even going out and voting? You still have to vote."
Oh gosh, yes.
Every one of them matter.
Yep.
No, and people say, well, you know, I just got a note from somebody who says, "Well, I live in California, so it doesn't really matter at all." So, well, you know, actually, it does.
It does.
And I know it's not going to make a difference in your electoral college, but in terms of the popular vote, which seems to be a thing, even though it doesn't really matter now, you know, we need all those votes there as well so we can basically shut down that talking point, too.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention the fact that you need to get out there and vote because all of these little things matter. All of the items that are going on in your city, in your state.
Mm-hmm.
All of these items need to be decided on.
And there are people, I mean, for years I voted empty ballot if I didn't like either candidate, but I still voted. And I you know, there's other things to vote for. There's municipal stuff, there's state stuff, county stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you don't like Trump, that's fine, but you don't have to vote for him. But obviously don't vote Biden. In good conscience, you can't do that either. So don't vote in that category. There's a bunch of other stuff to vote for.
I'm looking on Twitter. One of the best tweets of the day in response to something I put up there, because I talked about the magazines, and magazines over 10 rounds are going to be classified as NFA items all. He says, "My magazines identify as 8-rounders.
Touche.
Okay, that was good. Nice work there, Scott.
That's awesome.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I think we don't stop. We just go hard until the election to keep trying to let people know. I mean, I was amazed at people today saying, "Well, I didn't know that Biden had all that in his platform." And you're going, I don't know how many ways to say it or how many times I can say it. But it just means we have to keep talking to everybody and say, "Did you know? Are you aware? You know, this. And they go, "Well," and I love the ones they always say, "Well, you know, he can't pass legislation on his own. He can't do anything." So, well, I get that, but he can sure do a lot of regulations.
Mm-hmm.
On its own. Mm-hmm. I mean, the State Department controls importation. They can stop the importation of guns.
With no law.
With no law.
Policy change.
Just policy. Here, buns. Here, signed piece of paper, done deal. Mm-hmm. That's gone. Remember Michelle?
God, yeah, I remember her. Yeah, she was a good girl. I miss her.
Bye.
She says, "Oh, do I get to leave now?
Is that my cue?"
I'm sorry. "No, you cannot leave yet. No.
I'm listening.
Bill Clinton, Eric Holder crew. That was actually Barack Obama when they went in the Obama Holder crew, and changed the regulations on gun transfers, but only in southwestern states in the U.S. And there was a reporting requirement. If you bought more than, it's either 2 or 5 guns, but only within like a certain number of southwestern states, supposedly because of, you know, gun running in New Mexico. Well, that's not a law. That's just a regulation. And people say, well, you know, we could fight that. Yeah, you can, but they can just do it. You know, so the whole idea that, well, he can't get any gun laws passed, blah, blah, blah. He might be able to. If he gets the Senate, he certainly can. If right. Biden gets in and he gets the Senate, out of the way. It will be just like what happened in Virginia, and there'll be no stopping it.
At
all.
I think you want to repeat that. If Biden gets in and Harris gets the Senate, he's just a placeholder, man.
Yeah, you're right. If you know, in the few weeks that he's there before he goes off to wherever he's going to go to, but no, Harris would be considerably worse. Mm-hmm. Considerably worse.
Yep. So,
well, we just keep working on it. That's all we can do. You know, we've got 2.5 weeks, and everybody needs to get out there and try to contact everybody they can. Talk it up on social media.
Yeah, Tom Hennig and I have a mutual friend who we love dearly, mm-hmm. but her whole thing is, it doesn't matter, my vote. And I keep giving it to her back, saying, well, then, you know what? If your vote really doesn't matter, then either does your opinion when you bitch and gripe and complain about how much things suck. It's like, well, who'd you vote for? Well, I didn't. It doesn't matter.
Then shut the hell up.
Right. Just one or the other. You can't have it both ways.
No. If you won't vote, then you really don't have standing in the thing. And also, honestly, not voting is one of the most un-American things I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, you think about all the men and women who have served in the military.
Thank you.
To preserve this right to vote. You are disrespecting every member of the military who's ever served if you don't vote.
But I was Netflix binging. Get off your ass.
God, How do you really feel about it?
I'm so sick of it, Tom. I mean, so many people bitch and complain. They do nothing.
I know. There it is. All right. Enough of that. We will beat this thing up once or twice more before. I guess we got two more shows before the election. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do what we could do. It's all you can do. You know, people say,
based on this show, we may be off the air next week, but
there's that. Mm-hmm. There is certainly that. But at least, you know what? The three of us can have a conference call.
Works for me.
I think we did last time, didn't we?
That may be what this is. Who knows?
That's right.
Sorry, our single listener. We apologize.
It's Jake. You know, you should call back again next week. you guys have a good week.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for checking out the After Show. And don't forget to join the Gun Talk Truth Squad at GunTalk.com and grab Gun Dealio for your smartphone. It'll save you money on guns, ammo, and more.